Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that ye are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2:5 says, ye are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Are about to shift quickly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless his holy name. We thank the Lord one more time for being here live in the studio. 89.9 WCNO. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, we thank God, amen, for our listening audience on this morning. Amen. We're so grateful and delightful to come in the name of the Lord on this morning. God is a good God, I tell you. Amen. He's good. Amen. And he's worthy to be praised. You might as well go ahead on and praise the Lord while you have an opportunity, to present itself. We thank God, amen, for a special, amen, week, the Holy Week, as you would call it, to celebrate, amen, and rejoicing of the day of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of the resurrection from the dead. Amen. The Bible souls declare, Romans chapter 1, verse 4, and being declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Amen. And this is the reason why, my beloved, there's reason to rejoice in the name of the Lord now. A reason to get excited and get happy, because he didn't stay down. He rose again, and all your sins were stamped unto the cross. This is Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. Amen. We thank God for our listening audience. We thank God, amen, for all the things that God is doing and the endeavors in your life. If you be willing and obedient, there's no good thing God will withhold from a one who will continue to delight himself in the Lord. We thank God for our producer this morning, Sister Karen Hubbard. Amen. We thank God for her and all what the Lord is doing. It's time to get excited about the goodness of God, because if it have not been for the goodness of God in your life, you won't even have a chance to do the things that you're doing right now. It's God that God has spared you just one more time. And it's just a one more day's journey to realize and understanding with the spirit of holiness that God have called us to a standard, to be like precious faith in the faith of Jesus Christ. And only thing you have to do, amen, is have faith in his name. Have faith that he died and rose again. The death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is his Passover week on this week. And we just want to recognize and come into the commemorative, amen, and give God the praises, and understand that the Passover was the exit from bondage, from slavery, when God began to minister, amen, and begin to tell the Israelites that to put the blood on your doorposts, for the Lord will pass over you when he sees the blood. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for one more time, oh God, to come before you right now, God. We ask you to use us as an instrument, as a vessel, oh God, right now unto your people. Oh God, we ask you, Lord, right now to touch your people, touch their minds and hearts everywhere, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord. We come into reconciliation, oh God, and we realize, oh God, the significance, oh Lord, of the Passover, oh God, from this day, oh Lord, that you didn't stay down, Jesus, that you rose again, and by that we have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. Lord, have your way right now in the midst of your people right now. Touch your one right now, oh God, who is on the borderline, oh God, somebody who have not yet decided to call you their Lord and personal Savior, oh God, right now. Oh Lord, we release the spirit of holiness, oh God, right now, the spirit of obedience right now, the spirit, oh Lord, that will utter and make intercessions for us right now, standing in the gap for the people of God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, for the righteousness of God, that you said you will hold our hand and uphold us with righteousness right now, oh God, and we speak these words by faith in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for all, oh, what you have done. God is a good God. Amen. The word good means, the Hebrew word is tov, which simply means that God is good. Amen. The benevolence, the love, kindness, the tender mercies. Amen. Of God, the affections, the wanting to do right for God, wanting to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. The Bible souls declare that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have a everlasting life. The Hebrew word is just love. The Hebrew word for love is a have, which means to desire or delight or oneself in. God wants more than just your good deeds from us. He wants our desires and our affections and our mind and our heart to be directed towards him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why not praise God? Amen. It is a good day to praise God. And this is the ministry where everybody is somebody, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. And as you begin to think about something that is lively, something that of a living stone, and it brings up a state of exuberance, if you would, a state of resurgence and resurgency. Amen. A state of being excited for what the Lord, because I come to inform you or remind you that God is not dead, but he's still yet alive. And by being God, being yet alive, God wants to dwell on the inside of you. God wants to take up residence inside of you. That makes one want to do right, makes one want to have the joy of the Lord, becomes your strength once you begin to accept him on the inside. Glory to God. This is Passover week. This is the Holy Week. We definitely want to bring that into reference and the significance of that and the Passover as we look into Exodus, the 12th chapter. And we begin to see that the sacrificial lamb that God had set aside for the Israelites to take, amen, a lamb and to put it over fire and to eat this lamb for the sacrificial Passover and the unleavened bread, if you would. And some of us are celebrating Easter, and we do not know the significance of it. It is not just by, you know, putting on your pretty clothes and, you know, you're being handsome and pretty and cute and all, you know, and going to church. That's fine. It's good to go to the house of the Lord. But the significance of the fact of the matter is it is the Passover where God began to get ready for the children of Israel to get in position for them to escape, or to get ready to leave Egypt, for they was in tremendous bondage in Egypt. And God was preparing them, because Pharaoh was a hostility type of person. And you can identify with Pharaoh as being the enemy and being Satan. And God began to harden Pharaoh's heart just to chastise his people. And God began to put plagues on Egypt. But that last plague that God had said began to get their attention. For God said that I will come and I will smite the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of man or Pharaoh that sits on a throne or their gods with the small g. And I will smite the firstborn of man, and I will smite the firstborn of livestock. So it got Pharaoh's attention. But why this began to transpire was that God also told the Israelites to put the blood on your doorposts. And as you put the blood on your doorposts, I will pass over the death angel, will spare you, because it is the blood of the lamb, the sacrificial lamb. And it was the unleavened bread for the Passover, as we see in the scripture. And we see that the unleavened bread, as we go into the New Testament, that same unleavened bread that Jesus began to share with his disciples. But while we're seeing that the scripture beginning to unfold, and as we begin to unpack the word of the Lord, we see that the significance of it, and the lamb, the sacrificial lamb, and that was the sacrificial lamb of Jesus Christ, and identifying with Jesus Christ as being the sacrificial lamb, and then the prophecy that must come to pass. And we see that when the unleavened bread that was beginning to take place here in the Old Testament in Exodus, that 12th chapter, where unleavened bread was a bread made without yeast, to say that again. And as the bread will begin to flourish and rise to the top, that's why it was unleavened bread, bread without yeast, that the children of Israel was getting. God told them to get prepared. In other words, sit yourself down somewhere, and I want you to get fully dressed, put on and gird up your loins. The gird of the loins is something of a robe, and your belt, and tighten it up. And I want you to put on your sandals as though you was going somewhere as you eat this unleavened bread, because the unleavened bread was the place where you can just leave quickly. And quickly, in a hurry, because it was beginning to be a shift from what God is about to do. It's a shift. So even though you in your mind and you feel like God is not moving on your behalf at this point, but you exercise your faith that and you look over on the other side, even though I can't see it now with my physical eyes, but I can see it in the spiritual realm. And as we look back and see that the Israelite was in bondage for 430 years, and they ate of the bitterness herb that they had ate. It was something, the herbs was sour, and that represented the bitterness of slavery. When you begin to bite a lemon, of course that your whole face gonna frown up. You don't like the taste, because it's not sweeter than an orange. But I heard the Bible souls declare, taste and see that the Lord is good. And he was good in the Old Testament days of the generations to generations, and he's good right now in the day. So as we see this begin to unfold, and we go to the New Testament now, and as you begin to look into Matthew, that 26th chapter, when Jesus began to tell his disciples that prepare ye the Passover, it is in about 2 days, And as you prepare ye the Passover in about 2 days, the Son of Man is ready to be betrayed, crucified, and turned over into the hands of sinners. And Jesus predicted his death. And Jesus knew that his hour was about to come. He knew that his work here was about to come to an end on this earth. Glory to God. That's why he reminded his followers in St. John 9th chapter, verse 4. He said, I must work and do the work of him now while it is day. For when nighttime cometh, no man worketh. Glory to God. And as we see, the Passover, it was very expedient, if you would, and essential that the Passover Jesus wanted to keep, amen, it fundamentally sound, even though he was facing a day that he was about to, it seemed as though that when we're facing a situation and it looks so bleak and it looks so grim to us and we don't know which way to turn. But as Jesus began in that same chapter, that 26th chapter of Matthew, and when Jesus began to go into the Garden of Gethsemane and he began to pray to the Father, and he said, Father, that if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But yet though, nevertheless, that thy will be done. If the cup don't pass, let thy will be done. Let it be granted that I will give my life for a ransom to save all mankind, for all humanity. He came to save a wretch like myself, a wretch like you, that he was stamped to the cross, and all your burdens and all your sins have been stamped to the cross. And this is why the Passover, when Jesus began to break the bread and begin the unleavened bread, remind you, the unleavened bread, which to go without eating unleavened bread for 7 days, and to the sacrificial lamb, the Bible says, declare that the unleavened bread for the Passover that he took, and he took wine, and the bread represented the body of Jesus Christ. He said, take, eat, and this is a representation of my body. It's symbolic. Amen. And then he began to take the wine. He said, drink, eat. He said, drink wine, because this is represent my blood of the New Testament. This is the blood of the New Testament. So now it is a time of shift. It'll begin to shift, amen, from the old until the new. But Jesus wanted to keep the everything and ordinance of the Old Testament, amen, about the unleavened bread and about the Passover. It was quite essential, and it was significant that Jesus did that. Glory to God. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Thank him. Because what it did was it translated us into out of darkness. Come on here. And it translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. The Hebrew word for Passover means Pesach, which pronounced as Pesach. It refers to the Jewish holiday commemorating with the Exodus from Egypt, derived from the Hebrew word root meaning to pass over or to skip or to protect. And as God had passed over the Israelites for the time of destruction, where the death angel would represent the destruction. And friend, I come to tell you this morning that God is passing over you, because if you hold up the blood stained banner and Jehovah Nissi to realize and recognize who God is in your life, to come into a place of reference unto the Lord, and the plague won't be upon you, that Jesus Christ, him the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And this is why that we call upon the name of the Lord now, because we see that and we feel that the Spirit of God, that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that dwelleth in you. And by that same Spirit that raised him from the dead dwelleth on the inside of a believer. I can go on. I can run this race. I can endure unto the end. I'm reminded when Jesus began to come as humble as a dove, but as wise as a serpent, as his word that he told us. And his time was short on this earth. He only had a 3-year minister that he ministered on the earth. And as Jesus began to minister on this earth, Jesus began to heal and to do all the works of the Lord possibly, amen, as he can. And he didn't turn nobody away. Just for instance, like the blind man that was blind from birth, and Jesus began to heal the blind man, but the priests and the scribes and the elders came unto Jesus and said, "It is unlawful for you to heal on the Sabbath day." But Jesus began to do the work of the Lord. You got to understand that God created the world and the earth in 6 days, and he rests on the seventh day. But it is very expedient, if you would, to when God do his work, he's doing his work for a manifestation to show the power of God. And they begin to question the man, the blind man, and then they begin to call Jesus a sinner, saying that this sinner that healed on the Sabbath day. And the man began to say these words. He said, "Though he be a sinner or not, only thing I see that I have received my sight. And as I have received my sight, for once I was blind, but now I see." Glory to God. And this is the whole retrospect of our faith and our foundation of God. If you're walking around here now in the physical man, you are physically and spiritually, you are dead in trespasses in your sins. But once you take and confess that the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lamb who that was slain before the foundations of the world, the Lamb and the sacrificial Lamb, that we are overcomers by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And that's the blood of Jesus Christ that's sprinkling down, that you have a hope in God. And there's hope for a man that, what is hope? Hope is something that you are hoping for to come into a manifestation, for we are saved by hope. For hope that saved is not hope. For what a man saved, what he yet hoped for. Glory to God. I know and I realize that my spirit told me that he's coming back one day, and all everything have been stamped to the cross of Jesus Christ. And we stand in Calvary. We stand at the feet of Jesus. And yet though we wasn't there over 2,000 years ago, that the Son of Man bared each and every one of our sins. And this is why today, tomorrow, that we celebrate the resurrection and the power of Jesus Christ, that he was raised again. And he said that no man takes my life. See, no man took the life of Jesus, even though they mocked him and they spit on him and they put thorns in his head and they pierced his side. But Jesus said, "No man takes my life, for I give my life as a ransom for my people to die, amen, for all mankind and the sins of the world. And if I gave my life, I have a right to pick my life up
again. Glory to God. And this is why we have reason now to continue to rejoice in the Lord. Come on here. We got to continue to rejoice and to know that the Lord is doing what he said that he will do. He said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass. It is the word of the Lord and all the prophecy of the Passover that Jesus fulfilled, that the Passover, amen, over into the New Testament, that we have passed over from death, come on here, unto life again. The internal life of what God has to offer unto another. Glory to God. That's why Jesus went head on and sat down in his seat. And he not sat down any old way, but he sat down on the right hand of God. And by him sitting down on the right hand of God, this fulfilled, amen, the scripture. This fulfilled, amen, the prophecy, amen, of the Passover. Come on here. And in the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, that I can overcome of every situation, come on, and that I continue to put my faith and my trust in the Lord. The Bible souls declare, Romans 10 and 9, if thou believed in the heart that God, that Jesus was raised from the dead, and with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth salvation, amen, is confessed. The salvation is confessed with the mouth. Glory to God. And only thing, friend, you have to do is to believe. But I'm talking about the inner strength of a one. I'm talking about the day of redemption. I'm talking about that on the day of the Calvary of the cross. The Bible souls declare that there was only four people there. There was Jesus, Mother Mary, and it was John the Apostle, and it was Mary Magdalene, and Mary Sophus. And these four people witnessed the gruesome assassination of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But this is why that the Apostle John was dear to Jesus, and he loved Jesus, as the Bible souls declared that God loved it. The John Apostle, the John that wrote the Gospel, John, the John that was on stranded on the Patmos in the book of Revelation. And the same Jesus which you have saw come, amen, here in like manner, that same Jesus that you saw in sin into heaven shall come in like manner on the Mount of Sinai. That same Jesus who you have saw taken, for he is not here, for he has risen from the dead, that no tomb, no grave can hold down his body, that the sin, that our sin, your sin, friend, have been taken for a ransom. You have been exonerated. You have been called. Amen. Now it's time for you now to pick yourself up and continue in the ways of the Lord now. This is why we're serving God. This is why we have communion. This is why we have the Last Supper. Come on here in the remembrance of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Precious Savior, for you have been free from bondage. And who the Son make free, you are in freed. You are freed. Amen. Indeed. Glory to God. We thank God simply, amen, for the love. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his grace. There may be someone out there this morning that listening to the program on this morning who might don't know Jesus. Amen. But we just come to tell you, we come in the name of the Lord. We don't come in our name. We don't look for any type of glory or any recognition. We out of time. Praise God. We love you. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh,
We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.